Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Coming to the end of the discussion of this hadith that we had read in the chapter of amanat, that we should fulfill our amanat, we should not make any khiyanat. And in addition to that was also about the family ties and all the details of that. Some additional points that we learned from this hadith. The refusal of the Anbiya to request the opening of paradise will be due to their humility. That people went first to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and he said he is not able to, and he gave his reasons, and he sent them to Ibrahim alayhi salam, to then he sent them to Musa alayhi salam, to Isa alayhi salam, and finally they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So all of them, it was not that they were not able, but their humility. And from there we learned this great quality of humbleness, never to feel that I am somebody, that I am fit for something, that what we have to do, we have to do, but I am not fit for it. Even for namaz, we are not fit to make namaz, but it's our duty, and we have to make our namaz, but not that I am a big namazi, or for example, giving a bayan or something. Not that I'm fit to give bayan, but it should be our humbleness. And we should always try and prefer that somebody else does it besides us, whether it is the making of dua or anything. So humility is a great quality that we learn that was in all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. They were the chosen bandas, chosen servants of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, with all the perfect qualities, no sin in their life whatsoever. Every Nabi, even before Nabuwat, Allah kept him pure from any and every sin. But yet they had so much of humility. Their admittance of mistakes does not indicate that they committed sins, because we believe that all Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam are sinless before and after Nabuwat. That they said they made gunab, they made a sin, but it was no sin whatsoever. It is just that Sanatul Abrar Sayyatul Muqarrabin, which means that the good deeds of the Hasanatul Abrar, of the Abrar, the good deeds, and they are regarded by the Muqarrabin as Sayyat. Like, for example, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made a lot of istighfar, but it wasn't for guna. According to ulama, one was to teach the ummah, and the other was, he was, Allah Ta'ala kept every Nabi, and our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam particularly, free from any blemish whatsoever. But that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was all the time progressing in the path of Allah and going to higher and higher stages. So any person, like if we think ourselves also, like today we are making namaz, may Allah accept it inshallah, but when we were little children, 10, 11, 12 years old, many of us, we made namaz at that time also, but what kind of namaz was that? Was it a namaz of any like concentration or devotion? Or we just ran to the masjid, we just made namaz and finished, and we didn't concentrate. Now if we think of that namaz, we'll make tawbah istighfar of that namaz. When we were small, we kept rozas also, most probably all of us. But that roza, it was just staying hungry. It was we didn't have that spirit of roza. We didn't even know perhaps about it. So like that, as a person's prestigious progress, then he feels that his previous stage, that was in sin, that he did not, and some people even feel that we should repeat those namazes again, though it's not necessary to repeat them, but we feel like that, that what kind of namaz did I make? Or a grown-up person also, though perhaps he was making namaz, he made hajj also, everything, but now he becomes conscious, he went in jamaat, for example, he went to the khanqah, he sat in the company of the righteous and the pious. Now he realizes what kind of a hajj did I make. If that hajj also was not of the required standard. So according to that, a person's stages increases. and then he feels sorry. So that was the case with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah Ta'ala continuously raised the stages, and then they felt guilty about the back, though there was no sin in the back, but they felt guilty about it. Those who are senior in age should be given preference over juniors. Another thing that we learn, that people who are senior, even in age, that we should give them preference. We should respect the aged. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that we should respect the old people. And that those, more or less, the meaning more or less of one Hadith, he is not of our, of us, who does not respect the old, old and senior people. So that also we learn from this Hadith, that we should always have respect for our superiors, our seniors in everything. Like every Nabi, though they were fit to open the doors of Jannah, but they left it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because that they had that respect and honor for the seniors. So we also should have that. May Allah bless us with all these qualities and take us to higher stages all the time and save us from all weaknesses in our spirituality, physically, mentally, morally, in every way. May Allah Ta'ala save us. May Allah grant us the best of deen, dunya and akhirah. And these Mubarak days, may Allah let us try and make the best of these Mubarak days in every way. And may Allah reward Mawlana for reading from the Quran Sharif about about Kaaba Sharif, du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and remind us thereby, and take our minds back to the Kaaba and the building of the Kaaba and Ibrahim alayhi salam and these great servants of Allah, what great work they had done.